This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, April 17th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. AETN, Fayetteville Public Library, and KUAF invite the public to a free screening of The Island President as part of Community Cinema Sunday, April 21st at 2 p.m. at the Fayetteville Public Library. In this film, Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed confronts the problem of survival as his country and everyone in it could be erased from the map. Following the film, KUAF's Katie Hendrickson will moderate a panel discussion about the topic. AETN.org/community cinema for more information.
Today's edition of Ozarks at Large is up in the air. First, we examine the high airfares at Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport and what can be done about lowering the prices. Plus, our birdman Joe Neal returns with a lesson in upside-down birding. Local musician John Tuhawk stops by the studio to discuss his latest album and more.
First, the Arkansas chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union is filing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court challenging a new abortion law that's among the most restrictive in the nation. The ban was passed by the Arkansas legislature last month when the Arkansas House of Representatives voted to override Governor Mike Beebe's veto of the law. It bans most abortions beginning at the 12th week of pregnancy. Rita Sklar with the Arkansas ACLU says politicians are trying to take away a woman's ability to make personal, private decisions.
We are asking the court to block an attempt to essentially outlaw all abortions past 12 weeks, so early that a woman might not know the complete health and status of her own pregnancy. It is a clear violation of the U.S. Supreme Court rulings dating back 40 years.
Jerry Cox with the Family Council, a group based in Little Rock who supports the legislation, says he's not surprised by the lawsuit.
That's what the ACLU always does. And it's par for the course for them to take a law that's passed by a legislative body and try to get the courts to strike it down because they don't like it.
North Dakota recently passed a measure banning the procedure as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Arkansas measure is scheduled to take effect July 18th.
Several tax cuts will advance to the Arkansas Senate after approval yesterday in the State House. Measures to cut the state's income, capital gains taxes, and utility taxes paid by manufacturers all passed. Speaking on the House floor for a measure cutting the state income tax, Representative Charlie Collins, a Republican from Fayetteville, said it's time to let job creators know that Arkansas is open for business.
I think one of the things we need to do to turn Arkansas into a good jobs magnet is to get our income tax rate, that top rate, which is currently 7%, more in line with the states around us.
Speaking against the proposal, Representative Les Carnine, a Republican from Rogers, said he is for the cuts and think they should happen, but not without reconciling the state's budget needs.
We need to cut taxes which directly create jobs. We have those on our docket, and I will vote for every one of those. This particular bill is not one of those.
The cuts come as part of a $100 million package of cuts the governor has said could be offset by implementing a plan to expand private health insurance for the state's working poor with federal money intended for Medicaid.
Arkansas is set to provide a new steel company with $125 million in financing and tax breaks to help build a mill in the northeastern part of the state now that the legislature has given final approval to the plan.
Prepare the machine, Mr. Clerk. Cast the ballots with 81 yeas, 9 nays, and 0 present. You passed the bill in the emergency clause.
House lawmakers yesterday passed a Senate-approved budget bill to fund Governor Mike Beebe's proposal to provide Big River Steel with a loan and pay some construction costs of a $1.1 billion steel mill the company wants to build in Osceola. In exchange, the company promises to create at least 525 permanent jobs with an average annual wage of at least $75,000, twice the state's average. Big River Steel has said it wants to close the deal in the third quarter of this year.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel has rejected the latest proposed ballot title that aims to legalize medical marijuana in the state. According to an opinion released yesterday from the Attorney General's office, the 353-word ballot title submitted by Arkansans for Compassionate Care was too ambiguous, and McDaniel pointed specifically to 38 areas of ambiguity as reasons for his rejection of the ballot initiative. A similar measure failed to pass a majority of Arkansas voters last year. The Arkansas Medical Marijuana Act failed by a slim margin of 48.4% for and 51.6% against.
The longest-serving faculty member of the Fay Jones School of Architecture will soon retire. John Crone has taught landscape architecture since becoming a full-time faculty member in 1980. He'll retire at the end of this academic year after teaching nearly every class in the department, as well as in every campus location that has housed the department, including Hill, Vol Walker, Carnell, and Memorial Halls. Though he will remain on staff through the end of the school year, a retirement ceremony will be held beginning 12:30 Friday afternoon.
The Fayetteville District Court courtroom has a new name after a walk-on resolution was accepted last night by the Fayetteville City Council. Aldermen voted unanimously to rename the courtroom the Fayetteville District Judge Rudy Moore Courtroom. Longtime District Judge Rudy Moore passed away last week, and Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan says he knew Judge Moore for nearly 50 years.
I thought he was not only a great judge, but he was a great family man. He was a great person. And I thought the service that we went to on Saturday was quite touching and a great honor to a great man.
Also being remembered today, famed sportscaster and former Razorback Pat Summerall died yesterday at his home in Dallas. Most remember Summerall for his 40 years as a play-by-play announcer for everything from Super Bowls to the Masters and the U.S. Open. Prior to his broadcasting career, Summerall began his sports career at the University of Arkansas as a defensive end, tight end, and place kicker, playing for the Razorbacks from 1949 to 1951, during which time he helped the Hogs gain their first victory in Fayetteville against Texas. After graduating, he went to the Detroit Lions in the fourth round of the 1952 NFL draft and spent the next 10 years at Detroit, the Chicago Cardinals, and the New York Giants before moving into the broadcast booth. He has been inducted into both the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame and the University of Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. He was 82 years old.
The 12th-ranked Razorback baseball team dropped both games of a doubleheader yesterday against the unranked Nebraska Cornhuskers in games played in Lincoln. Even more notable about the losses is that in the first game, three Nebraska pitchers combined to no-hit Arkansas. The first time Arkansas has been no-hit, it's believed, ever, at least since official record-keeping began for the team more than 40 years ago. In the second game, Nebraska broke a 1-1 tie in the bottom of the eighth and held on to defeat the Razorbacks 4-2. Arkansas returns to Baum Stadium Friday to host a three-game set against SEC rival Texas A&M. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals had their own upsetting loss last night. The Nats fell to the Frisco Rough Riders 14-7 after blowing a 7-0 lead. The Nats return to Arvest Ballpark tomorrow night to open a four-game series against the Tulsa Drillers.
Tonight, a 70% chance of showers and a low of 49 in Northwest Arkansas, and a 60% chance of showers and a low of 53 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, 80% chance of rain with accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Highs from 56 degrees in Northwest Arkansas to 65 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, a 70% chance of rain with lows from 29 in Northwest Arkansas to 35 in the Arkansas River Valley.